Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So before we get started, I'd like to ask all the blessings of all the devotees. We're only as good as our leadership, or as for us, our leadership is every Vaishnava, no matter the age or the advancement. So please, I just ask for blessings on such a special day as Gopastami and Srinivasacharya's disappearance, that I may say something inspiring to myself so that I can be inspired to keep on going in Krishna consciousness. Please bless me. Okay. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Text 72. Yep. Okay. Garbeval ye api apa yukshal yat. Ekadasa viram tatat. Lingam na vrishate yuna. Kuvam chanja mashoyata. Okay. Garbe. In the womb. Baye. In boyhood. In boyhood. Yeah, sorry, you know, I'm from New York. What can I say, you know? Api. Also, apayukshalyat, because of immaturity, ekadasa, the 10 senses and the mind, viham, in the form of, tada, at that time, lingam, the subtle body or false ego, na, not. Drishyate is visible. Yuna of a youth. Kuvam during the dark moon night. Chandramasa the moon. Yata as. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. When one is a youth, all the 10 senses and the mind are completely visible. However, in the mother's womb or in the boyhood state, the sense organs and the mind remain covered, just as the full moon is covered by the darkness of the dark moon night. Purport. When a living entity is within the womb, his gross body, the 10 sense organs and the mind are not fully developed. At such a time, the object of the senses do not disturb him. In a dream, a young man may experience the presence of a young woman because at that time the senses are active. Because of the undeveloped senses, a child or a boy will not see a young woman in his dreams. The senses are active in youth even when one dreams. And although there may be no young woman present, the senses may act and there may be a seminal discharge, nocturnal emission. The activities of the subtle and the gross bodies depend on how developed conditions are. The example of the moon is very appropriate. On a dark moon night, the full shining moon is still present, but it appears not to be present due to conditions. Similarly, the senses of the living entity are there, but they only become active when the gross body and the subtle body are developed. Unless the senses of the gross body are developed, they will not act on the subtle body. Similarly, because of the absence of desires in the subtle body, there may be no development in the gross body. Nice. Omaganati Dhanashagan Anjana Shilake Ataksu Minatamyanata Smashiro Venama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Vaitagarada Shiva Sari Guru Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare. So what a nice verse, you know, because it's talking about how in the womb there's no worries, you know. We just kind of are there. We aren't aware of all the craziness of the material world, and therefore, like it's describing, like a young little boy plays with a little girl. They don't see any sex involved. They don't see anything except just, you know, another person. Like, they haven't even realized yet it's an opposite sex. But then it gets older, and it's like, hey, that's an opposite sex. Hey, 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 you know, they start, you know, being aware of this. And so all these things are just impressed in the mind constantly. I mean, you go and you go out on the street and there's like subway signs of like half-naked people, and you go in the train and there's half-naked people, and then you just go in the store and it's half-naked mannequins, and everything is like half-naked in the material world, right? Because the material world is there, and for people that are conditioned to the material bodies, they want this, they need this, they crave this, they need this material conditioning, right? Because it's their whole meditation, right? They wake up and they meditate about, you know, how to enjoy the senses. They go to sleep, they meditate. During the day, they meditate. Their whole life is meditating on how to enjoy the body. So how do we break this cycle? It just so happens to be that there's a way, right? There is a way. Does anybody know that way? Harinam Sankirtan book distribution, right? You know it was going to happen today. I don't know why we even, you know, it's a surprise. No, Harinam and book distribution, by going out and giving people the holy name, by giving people Prabhupada's books, we're waking them up out of that conditioning, waking them up out of that suffering, right? Not just waking them up, we're stealing them, or we're kidnapping them away from Maya, right? It's scary. Right? It's scary to go out. And do you think Krishna wasn't scared sometimes? Yeah, today's Gopastami. What's that? The first day that Krishna goes out and herds the cows, with all the cowherd boys. The first day he gets to go out. I mean, think about your first day of school, right? I mean, I was very short. I'm still very short. But when I was very short in school, and everybody was very much taller, but everybody looks tall when you're short. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to die today. I remember my brother taking me to school and just dropping me off, right? And I was thinking, these people aren't like 8 years old. They got to be 16 years old. I mean, look how tall they are. Like, they're like built. I'm like this little scrawny guy, right? So Krishna is also scared because today is the first day he gets to go out, you know, and herd. But you know what happens? Radharani dresses up as a gopa, right? To go out and also experience the whole joy with Krishna, and also to calm Krishna. And in the same way, Lord Chaitanya will come off the altar today and come out with us, for those that are on our first time out, right? Because he doesn't want us to be scared. He wants us to enjoy. Enjoy what? Enjoy the nectar of helping people. Enjoy the nectar of giving people Krishna. What's the difference between us and the Brajbasis, right? The Brajbasis have attachment to Krishna. Unless we develop attachment to Krishna, unless we identify with the symptoms, the moods, the ecstasies, the feelings of separation and attachment to the Brajbasis, we'll never completely become pure. So for us, this is what going out does. It shows us anxiety, right? Anxiety about Krishna. Who here is in anxiety about Krishna? I mean, I raise two hands and both feet. I'm always in anxiety about Krishna, right? I'm always thinking, man, you know, especially when I go out on Sankirtan, I'm having a hard day. Like, I remember one time, it was just a horrible day. I mean, it was horrible. I mean, I came out in flip-flops, and I remember it was in Germany, right? And as soon as I walked out, I stepped in a big puddle of dog stool, and I was like, man. And if you've ever had flip-flops on, it's kind of like not the nicest thing in the world. And I thought, wow, this is hellish. Then I got on the train, and then my dhoti got caught in the train door, right? And I was like, man, my day is just going bad. Then the first person I stopped was not very nice. I mean, she proceeded to go like this and like wave things at me, and I was like, oh, you know, today is... it is so bad, right? Such a day. I was in so much anxiety saying, Krishna, I really need your help today. I'm being defeated by Maya. Turn my defeat into a victory, right? Because you can do it. Wherever Krishna is, all victory is present, all opulence is present at that place. And so Prabhupada explains, right? Because the devotee asks Prabhupada, what if we're in anxiety during our service? Right? What if we're in anxiety going out distributing books, which I'm sure some people are today? Right? Prabhupada said, that's okay. This is Krishna anxiety. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is becoming fully in anxiety for Krishna's pleasure. Everything is for Krishna's pleasure. And you're just getting, you look at the garland, you're like, I don't know. I'm just saying that because I just saw you, Lolly, you know, sorry. But you're just looking at the garland, you're like, I mean, it looks okay. Is it good enough? I don't know. Would I wear it? I mean, is it too big, you know, because we don't want Krishna to have a horse garland on and like, Jai, Shishirada Gopinath Ki, Jai. So we're constantly in anxiety for our devotional service, right? But this is the gift from Krishna, the gift of anxiety and devotional service. It's spiritual anxiety. You see so many people on the street in anxiety. I remember I stopped a man on the street one time, and he was just smoking cigarettes. I thought he was a smokestack. I mean, he was just like putting them in, throwing them on the ground, putting them in, throwing them on the ground. So much anxiety in the material world, right? But Krishna rewards us for our anxiety by giving us spiritual advancement, by giving us some attachment, right? Giving us something. It's described, I did once, when I was doing Govardhan Dandavat Parikram, I was at Govindakund, and I was taking a break, and I was hugging that big Srila Govinda, because everyone does when he goes there, because he's just so big. And one Brajbasi came up, and he said, in English, which was really surprising, said, I tell you a story. Do you have a minute? I said, well, I have like 2 weeks. You see, I'm doing Dandavat, so it's going to take a while, so no problem. I can take a break. And so he said, one time Krishna jumped on the shoulders of his donkey. And I was thinking, okay, he jumped on the shoulders of a donkey. He said, no, but this was a boy. But he was called Krishna's ass by everyone because Krishna used to ride him like a donkey. You know, and Krishna would jump on with his two little lotus feet swinging, right? And say, Dadu, 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 Mango, Mango, Mango. And, you know, he'd go, yes, Krishna, and he would run. And then Krishna would take his little lotus fist and bop him in the head when he wanted to stop, you know? And Krishna would say, yeah, it's true, you know, Krishna's far out, you know? And then he would say, and Dadu would be like, yes, Krishna, and be like, Dadu, Mango, 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 Mango. And Dadu would be like, okay, but it's so high, Krishna. How will we get this mango? And Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very expertly, got up, stood on Dadu's shoulders, right, with his little lotus feet, and picked the mango off, and then sat back down with a huge grin. A huge grin, right? And Dadu said, Krishna, are you satisfied? Are you happy? And Krishna said, yeah, Dadu, I'm satisfied, I'm happy. And then, with a mischievous smile on his face, he just took the mango and shoved it in Dadu's mouth. Right? This is what happens when we go out. Right? We're taking Krishna with us on our shoulder, and we're running all over the place to give people Krishna. And in Krishna, he says, that one right there, give him the book. Right? And then we go up, or we give people a sweet ball, or the holy name, something. We even talk to people about Krishna. And Krishna's like, there's the mango I want. Go get it. Bring me there. And then we get bopped in the head by Krishna. You know, and we stop, you know, like, whoa, a little. And then we talk to the person. And then the person takes the book, or at least comes away, or even comes in contact with the book. And then what does Krishna do? He takes all the benefit from that, and he shoves it in your mouth, just like a mango, to make sure that you taste the nectar, right? So you don't go back to being conditioned in the body of having all these dreams, and then we just dream of Krishna. Right? Dream of that amazing little blue cowherd boy with a flute and his wonderful eternal consort. Right? This is what we do. You know, the devotee, he feels so much compassion and so much sorrow for this. And so today is what? It's so many days. It's so many. I always say, you know, the Vaishnava calendar should just be called the party calendar. Because like every day is a party in Gaudiya Vaishnava culture. Like every day it's something. It's hardly ever you go 2 days without some kind of disappearance, appearance, feast, avatar, you know, something's coming, you know, just a matter of time and you're going to get fat again from a feast. So today is Srinivasacharya's disappearance. Who is Srinivasacharya? Srinivasacharya When his parents saw Lord Chaitanya at Puri, and he said, "You will have a son, and his name will be Srinivas, and he'll distribute the literature all over." Right? So Srinivas, he received this message, you know, through disciplic succession, and Jiva Goswami told him, "Go and preach. Take these books with Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda Pandit, all of them." They all went out. So you see, book distribution is going back, even like over about 500 years ago. It's not just it started with Prabhupada. No, Prabhupada honed it in and made it systematic and like really made it 21st century, you know. Really, really good. But still, they went out. And it's described in the Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur that they would even send the book results back to Jiva Goswami of how many books they distributed. And Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan would be in ecstasy and would write such nice letters back. Right? It's in our blood. Our blood runs with ink. Ink of the transcendental printing press, you know. So what are we to do as devotees? Are we supposed to let people just sit here and suffer? Like this verse is describing, yesterday Kanchanavali Mataji was describing also about being conditioned to the body and these things. Are we supposed to just let people suffer? Should we? Who thinks we, okay, show of hands time, you know. Who thinks we should let people just rot and suffer in the material world? I know there's always going to be one person that's like, yeah, they deserve it, you know. Anyone, who thinks we should go and save them? This is what a Vaishnav is. A Vaishnav is one that goes and saves souls. This is what a Vaishnav is. This is who Prabhupada is. Just think if Prabhupada just sat at Radha Damodar, right? This is who we are. We shouldn't run from it. And in the same way, if we're too embarrassed or too, no, I wouldn't say embarrassed, if we're too, we have too many, we think we can't do it, we think, well, there's other ways to support also. You know, but our main duty is to argue with people. It really is. I mean, going back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I mean, one time I was listening on the way here, you know, because it took me 6 hours to get here from Amsterdam, so I was listening to a lot of Prabhupada nectar. And a devotee was saying, yeah, Ban Maharaj told us it's not in our line to debate and argue. And Prabhupada said, what rascal is this? We argue. Lord Chaitanya argued. Praksananda Sarasvati, you know, we argue, we debate, we defeat. We defeat impersonalism. We defeat Mayavad. And did Prabhupada not argue with people? I mean, who listens? Like, just if you really want to have a good time one day and you're totally bored, just get the Bombay morning walks with Dr. Patel. And you'll see Prabhupada really, like, arguing. And it's like, I think it's some of the most funniest, you know, conversations that are available for us. So this is today. Today's a day for mercy. Krishna consciousness is about going deeper into your own consciousness. Like Prabhupada says often, before you become Krishna conscious, you have to become what? Conscious first. Conscious of what? Conscious of the suffering and not be blind. And that's the difference between non-devotees and devotees. Non-devotees think that the world is wonderful, you know, like I met a man once, I was distributing books at the UCLA in California, and I met this a professor, right? And I said, excuse me, sir. He's like, what do you want? I said, well, I have this nice book for you. It talks about stress and karma and about suffering in this world and why and all. What makes you think I'm suffering? I said, well, just the way you're acting is a good indication. I mean, just throwing it out there, just seeing what I get. And he's like, I'm not suffering. I have a job. Look at you, you bum. And I was like, yeah, okay. You have a job. I said, but I bet you. I said, I'm willing to put all everything on the line. I'm willing to bet you that you have a job, right? But you have no money because you probably have an ex-wife and 3 kids that don't like you, right? And he's like, yeah. And then you have a house, but you're not allowed to go in it because it belongs to your ex-wife after she left you. He's like, yeah. I said, your kids don't talk to you at all unless they want money. He's like, yeah. And you hate your job. He's like, yeah. Right? And your car. You hate your car. You're probably like 50-something, midlife crisis. You're probably driving a little Volkswagen, and you wish you had a Corvette. And he's like, yeah. And you go home, and every night, you're alone. And you're going to die alone. And he said, yeah. And I said, so? You want the book? And he said, yeah. So this is what happens, you know? This is what we're combating. We're combating the suffering. Because people in the material world, they think they're enjoying so much, but the only real enjoyers are the devotees. We enjoy like anything. We enjoy music, dancing in kirtans. We enjoy talking to each other. We enjoy real relationships. We enjoy eating. I mean, come on, prasadam is the only event of the temple that's 100% attended. People don't come to Bhagavatam class. People don't come to Mangala Arati. People definitely don't come to Gaura Arati. But prasadam, you better believe everyone's attending prasadam. You know, we are the biggest enjoyers in the material world. But the difference is we enjoy for Krishna. We enjoy what's been offered to Krishna. We enjoy what Krishna has given us as remnants, right? This feels good, doesn't it? To know that you're a big enjoyer. So when people say, you don't enjoy anything, say, actually, I'm bigger enjoyer than you are. You know, but I enjoy everything that God has given me, while you enjoy everything that illusion's given you. Right? This is what we have to do. We have to wake people up. And so they don't come to the point where they're having these dreams at night of the opposite sex, and that they don't develop these senses, sense organs in the material body. This is all done by injection, not just injecting, over flooding people with Krishna consciousness, right? Over, you know, not just flooding. It's like, overwhelming, I guess is the right word. Overwhelming them with Krishna. Not just being satisfied with Hare Krishna, but making a conscious effort. And when you go to them, you're like, yes, have this book, and they're like, no, and you're like, okay, have this book, and no, and have this book, and no, and then you keep on giving it to them. Keep on force-feeding them, in a way. You're force-feeding them Krishna by giving him a chance to come in contact. Because once a person comes in contact, then the Bhakti Lata Beach, the seed is planted, and the Bhakti Marg is now cleared. A little at a time. Each, like in the military, we always used to say, you know, win the battle, not the war. Look at what's in front of us. Take each target one at a time. You know, that's what we used to do. So we're taking each target one at a time. Target meaning we're taking each soul. And we're just dealing with that person as an individual. And make them understand that life is not a white picket fence and a barking dog. Life is suffering. Suffering. I mean, you see the Brajbasis, they have very little, but yet they're so happy. Life is simple, because life for them is about Krishna. Right? For us, life is not simple at all, but still life is good because we have Krishna. Even though we have all these gadgets that are supposed to remind us of Krishna, you know, we have the internet, but instead of looking up devotee sites, we're spacing out on Facebook. You know, I'm really against this Facebook stuff. You know, like, I have an account, but my wife maintains it because I'm so lazy, I won't do it. You know, so I'm not on it. But it becomes, all this stuff, technology becomes actually a hindrance if we don't use it for Krishna. Right? Staying up late because we'd rather talk on Skype then read Krishna book and then go to sleep and dream of Krishna. Right. So, anyway, so first we have to become a little bit stronger, and by doing that, by getting to that level, we just have to win the attention of Krishna. For years, I remember I would stand next to the Vyasa-san during Mangala Arati, Didi greeting, not Guru Puja though, because that'd be a little weird, you know. Hey, you're right there, you know, like not doing the RT. But I would just stand there, because I figured that Krishna won't look at me, but he'll look at Prabhupada. So in the same way, he might just catch a glance of me at the same time, right? And I might get that mercy, right? We have to do something. Hanging on to the lotus feet of the pure devotee, you know? One time Srila Prabhupada said, if you're 50% pure, you'll go back to Godhead in this life. 50% of devotees said, 50%. Hoi gewalt, 50%. I mean, that's like half of 100. And Prabhupada said, okay, fine. I think it was like 40% pure. And the devotee's like, yeah, about that, Prabhupada. 40, that's a little high too. And then Prabhupada's like, fine, 25%. Jai Srila Prabhupada, you know? So then the temple president, this is in Los Angeles, the temple president walked with Prabhupada back to his room. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, what if I don't become 25% pure in this life? And do you know what Prabhupada said? If you simply hang on to my dhoti, I have a key to the back door. Just hang on to my dhoti. Right? Just hang on to the pure devotee, and you'll go back home. And even better, you'll drag others with you. The idea that Krishna belongs to me exclusively, that doesn't actually please Krishna. The idea is that he's everyone's Krishna. Right? And we're just bringing souls to him. And we're bringing him the best. Like I was telling this story yesterday to someone, that one time Krishna and one of his cowherd friends are in the forest, and they say, I'm hungry, because cowherd boys are always hungry, They're always hungry. And so Krishna says, okay, let us eat. And again, the mango thing came up, Oh, mangoes! Mangoes are great, So they take the mangoes, there's four mangoes, right? Four mangoes. So his friend takes two, and Krishna takes two, and his friend immediately puts one in his mouth, and then puts another in his mouth and says, Krishna, I'm still hungry. Can you give me another mango? Krishna's like, sure. Gives him another mango. Immediately, he throws it in his mouth. Pit and everything. Everything goes in the mouth. And he's like, Krishna, but I'm not yet satisfied. Can I have another mango? Right? And Krishna said, no, you can't have one. He said, yeah, but, I'm a Brahmin, you're a Vaishya, it's the duty to feed the Brahmins, so, give me it. And before he could say anything, he went and grabbed it out of Krishna's hand and was about to put it in his mouth, and Krishna grabbed it and shoved it in his mouth and spit it out all over the floor because it was sour. And he said, why did you keep on eating these? And then with tears in his eyes, tears rolling down, and it's described that tears were able to melt rocks. With tears rolling down, he said, I kept on eating because how can I offer something so horrible to my dear Krishna? Right? Same with us. We're all horrible in our own ways. The spiritual master, he eats all the karma. He eats all the bad qualities for us to be able to offer it us properly to Krishna. So because we like one time in Atlanta, for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's appearance day, Prabhupada said, the only thing I have to offer you are my disciples. And he read out of his secretary's book the name of every disciple he had. And that was his offering to his spiritual master. Right? So that's what it's all about. About having fun. Don't forget, it's all about F-U-N. All about fun and all about bringing the fun to others so that we wake them up. Jiva Jayo, wake up, sleeping soul. Not go to sleep, my little Jiva, go to sleep. No, it's not about that. It's wake up. And we also have to wake ourselves up. Also, so I'll end here. And are there any questions, comments, or complaints about anything I said? Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Because the weather is bad today. And it's raining hard outside. I'm not going to say you're not going to get wet. You might even get cold, right? You might even get a little sniffle, But that's nothing compared to the rain of nectar coming down from Lord Chaitanya on the conditioned souls. That's your motivation to go out. That while you're taking this little raindrop, the rain of nectar and mercy coming down from from Shishi Gornitai is much heavier than that and much more drenching. And we could become sick also, but we could become sick with Krishna Prema. Right? And that's our endeavor. Each drop, it's not a drop of rain. You think it's a drop of rain? I tell you, it's Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Each drop is Lord Chaitanya's mercy falling on your head. Just like, you know, we offer the conch shell and, you know, during RT, and we take that water and sprinkle it on. Same thing. It's the mercy of the Lord. Because what? If sacrifice, if yajna is going well, what happens? Indra is pleased and rain comes. So if it's raining, then he's satisfied, which means that we're doing our jobs properly. It could be worse. It could be snowing. One year, I did the marathon, and I didn't have any warm clothes, and I was in America, and I did it in a dhoti with snow up to my past my knees in a dhoti and flip-flops. Didn't really work out so well. I got sick, very sick, but still every day went out trying to do this. Because I thought this is just taking away all, you know, maybe I'm not so smart. Probably should have bought some shoes. But I thought, you know, okay, fine, it's cold and everything, you know, but my heart is so cold anyway for Krishna, and it's so hard. So what's the difference if the outside body is just as cold and hard as the inside body? So I might as well go out, so then maybe, you know, Krishna will give me a warmy-warmy in the inside, and then I'll have a good time. So we just go out because we know that the Lord is giving us mercy with each drop. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? Comments? Anything from the Prabhu side? No? Okay. Well, yes, Mataji. You know, I'm not a firm believer in materialistic sports apparel, you know, but Nike says it best, just do it. But just doing it. Like John F. Kennedy said, the only thing to fear is fear itself. Right? The only thing to fear, you have nothing to fear. But just going out there, you don't even have to approach anyone. Just stand out there and go like this. That's it. And I guarantee you, somebody will come and take a book from you. You won't even have to say anything. And why? Because why? Well, no, you won't even have to say anything. Because these books are not dependent on you to go to anybody. They are already destined for some soul. You're just a vessel. You're just a transcendental mail carrier. You know, that's it. Rain nor sleet nor snow, like the U.S. Postal Service. You know? So, oh, you have so come today. You'll have fun, I guarantee it. You'll have a good time, and you'll be in bliss, and you'll break through that barrier. I mean, if we always, the thing is, we have to understand, right? These barriers are anarthas, right? And to get off the anartha nirvritti platform, you have to first identify the anarthas, identify the barriers, identify all these things. And do you think just for the identification, you'll just be like, all right, I'm a past anartha nirvritti now. Woohoo! Get the cake out, you know, I'm now on another level, you know. No, you have to work at it. If we just sit and we just say, there's a barrier there, then the barrier just grows and grows and grows. And then it becomes a barrier in everything in spiritual life. I can't chant japa today because, you know, I have a barrier with this. I can't go to the temple, I have a barrier with this. I can't read Bhagavatam. Not giving you a hard time, but just explaining, you know, how it works, you know? But just get past it. You have plenty of people to support you. I think there's 20 people going out, and then there's the whole Luxembourg group going out in Luxembourg. There's a huge army going out. I'm sure that you'll have support to help you through this barrier. I'm positive. Positive. We will get you through it. Just like, you know, a doctor. ISKCON is a hospital. And we're all doctors. Some of us are a little bit better doctors than others. You know, you have the emergency room, which is usually not the first class doctors, and then you have, like, you know, the neurologists and, you know, cardiologists, and they're like first class, you know. We're all like ghetto emergency room doctors right now, you know. We're all on like the bottom layer level. We're trying to like, we're looking at the people, the cardiologists, and we're like, okay, I want to be like one of them sometime. You know, but we have to do our time in the trenches to get to that level. So, that help? that help at all? Good? Happy? Jai, then life is complete. Any other questions at all? Okay, so if you're coming, you know, I'm going to throw a plug in there. If you're coming for Sankirtan Saturday, you can wear whatever you want. You can wear karmi clothes because the weather, if you desire so. Be warm and have fun, and come and have fun. I invite everyone, even Gopal's coming. Little Gopal, he said he's going to do 100 books today. And if he does it, I'll buy him a pizza, you know? So come, please, engage in this and steal some. Maya's stolen so many people from us. Let's steal some people from Maya, you know? Let's, like, really get them and steal them. Okay? Any other questions at all? Yes, Mataji. Yeah, whatever it is, you know. No, he went down all the way to 25. I mean, originally he said 64 rounds, and everybody was like, 64 rounds? How am I going to do anything all day? I mean, then he brought the number down and then down, and they said, okay, fine, 16 bare minimum, you know? That's it, you know? So he went down to 25. I mean, the number I didn't know off the top, I forgot the number, but the bottom number was 25. But the most important point is not the percentage. If the fact that we just hang on to Prabhupada, hang on to the instruction of the pure devotee, we'll go back regardless how pure we are. I mean, we'll go back. That's the main thing. You know, it's like the fall of the jiva. That's the controversy. Instead, who cares about how we came here? Let's be more concerned with how to go back and get out of here. You know, so that's the point of the whole of Prabhupada telling. Just hang on. It's okay. No worries, mate, as they say in Australia. You know, just go back. Hang on for dear life. Ah, you know, just hang on. Okay? All right. Yes. Yeah.
And the point was that the books were for free. But another point was that if you wanted a book, you had to give your life.
Yeah.
So how many books were distributed and how many Bibles were scholars were there?
Yeah. There's actually records of the original letters that Jiva Goswami sent to Center Narottam Das Thakur, Shamananda Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, and the letters they sent back reporting the scores are actually still available. Some of them are some of those manuscripts and some of those letters are at Radha Damodar Temple, some of them in different other temples and different other places. So you see, but Prabhupada made it so easy for us. We don't have to handwrite anything. I mean, if you saw my handwriting, it looks like, you know, Vaishnavi wrote it, you know? It's like, you can't even read what I write. I can't even read it sometimes. That's why I never look at my notes. Because I can't read it, you know. I just hope that it gets absorbed while I'm writing, you know. So, yeah. I mean, Prabhupada explains that if they take a book in this life, you're making a devotee next life. I mean, we're just making future devotees, you know. Not necessarily joining right now. Next life, if they can't make it. Anyway, I think we'll end here because I don't want to get beat up by the tour program, and so in Prasadam, you know, the best attended event in all of ISKCON. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan Yajna ki jai.